This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. United Airlines expects to lay off nearly 600 employees who refuse to get the COVID vaccine. The airline, which has a major hub in Denver, says more than 97% of its U.S. workforce is vaccinated. United plans to comply with President Biden's order that companies with more than 100 workers require vaccinations or weekly testing. Colorado is vying to host the Summit of the Americas. CPR's Claire Cleveland reports.
It's the only event that convenes heads of state from North, Central, and South America and the Caribbean. Senators John Hickenlooper and Michael Bennett, along with six of the state's seven representatives, sent a letter to the president in support of the state's proposal to host the event next year. They say Colorado will showcase the entrepreneurial spirit and expansive beauty of the country. In 2022, the U.S. will host the summit for the first time since the inaugural event in Miami in 1994. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
Olympic swimming medalist Cleve Keller of Colorado Springs has pleaded guilty to a felony for storming the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. He acknowledged brushing away police officers as he tried to block certification of the 2020 election results. Keller faces up to 27 months in prison and up to $95,000 in fines. 50 degrees along the Front Range at this hour, 60s in Vail and Grand Junction, partly cloudy for the metro area tonight. This is CPR and KRCC.